The Moncal was apparently done with the old flimsy, and now was intently studying the information on a data pad. Her large eyes were fastened on it, unblinking in her concentration. The alcove was quiet, save for soft voices talking and the sound of footfalls some distance away. All was as it had been just a moment before, except everything. Everything had been turned upside down. Valen had been right. She saw it now. Gisella inhaled swiftly. It looked like Silgal. Whoever had done this had not missed a detail. It even moved like the Mon Calamari healer. And it had certainly acted and sounded like her. But Gisella suddenly and sickly understood exactly what her brother had meant. The knot Silgal turned to regard Gisella, cocking her head curiously.
Gisella, what is it?
Nothing.
You know what?
She gave a shaky laugh.
I think I may be too upset to help you out much.
She managed. She rose. She had to get away, and fast, before this doppelganger realized she was on to its deception. But where would she go? Who could she tell? If Valen had been right, then everyone except for her had been taken and replaced by their doubles. How could she not have seen this earlier?
Oh, Valen, I'm sorry I didn't believe you.
The imitation Silgal looked fully away from the datapad she had been studying and fixed Gisella with one huge circular eye.
You've held up very well indeed throughout all this, Gisella,
the doppelganger said gently.
It's not surprising that you might now be finding you cannot carry it all. Do you wish to talk about this? Speaking one's worry and fears can be as healing as Bactatanks in its own way.
The rough voice was warm and concerned. It only rattled Gisella more. Stang. Whoever it was, she was good. She had mastered Silgal's voice, her inflections, her movements. No wonder she was succeeding at fooling everyone. But Valen hadn't been fooled. Although, in his confusion, he had mistaken his sister and parents for doppelgangers, like the one before her now. Oh no. What if he'd been right about Mom and...
I think I had just better go.
One hand dropped casually to her waist, resting on the lightsaber hilt that was fastened there. As a full Jedi Knight, she was authorized to carry the weapon throughout the temple, except in a very few restricted areas. She'd almost forgotten it this morning in her stress over Valen. Now, she was tremendously glad she had gone back for it. Silgal's eye followed the gesture, and she got to her feet. She had her own weapon, of course, but made no move to draw it.
Gisella, why don't you come with me, and we'll...
Terror shot through Gisella, and a sob escaped her. She stepped back, her hand gripping the lightsaber hilt so hard her knuckles whitened.
Get away from me!
She screamed, her voice shaking.
Gisella!
It reached out to her imploringly.
I said get away!
Gisella drew the lightsaber in one hand and shoved the other in the false Silgal's direction. The males in her family were unable to use telekinesis. Gisella was not so hampered, and she used that ability now. She put all her fear, all her focus in the gesture, and not Silgal was caught unawares as Gisella force-shoved her back into a stack of data pads. She didn't pause to watch as Silgal crashed into the stack. By then, Gisella Horn, quite possibly the only real person left on the planet, maybe in the galaxy, except for her brother, was racing down the aisle toward the turbolift as fast as she could go. Silgal recovered quickly, using the force to steady the stack and prevent it from toppling entirely. A few data pads clattered to the floor as she rose and reached for her comlink with one hand and her lightsaber with the other. She had been utterly taken by surprise and mentally rebuked herself.
Temple security, this is Master Silgal,
she said, even as she began racing after the fleeing human.
Jedi Gisella Horn is to be captured and retained. Do not harm her if at all possible. She is not herself. Notify Master Hamner immediately. Tell him we've got another one.
Acknowledged,
came a crisp, cool voice. Silgal clicked the comlink off. Time enough for more details once Gisella was safely apprehended. It was obvious what had happened. Like her brother, Gisella Horn had lost her reason. But unlike Valen, who had been irrationally angry, Gisella was pouring utter and abject fear into the Force. Whatever her mind might be telling her, it was terrifying her beyond anything Silgall had experienced from a human before. Compassion, combined with a grim determination to prevent the frightened young woman from harming anyone, lent the Mon Calamari speed. One way or another, they would stop her. After all, this was the Jedi Temple. And Gisella, although quite a capable Jedi Knight, was hardly unstoppable, even if fueled by insane fear. Where could she possibly go?